AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The first challenge has been filed against Montana's new ban against TikTok. Five TikTok content creators filed suit, saying the ban violates free speech. Tech analyst Roger Entner.
Who has regulatory power over internet services?
He says the ban could be easily circumvented, too, so it's really more of a statement.
What it tells me is that there's a lot of frustration on a state level to show that they're doing something.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the big social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago.
Prosecutors say superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guardsmen charged with leaking highly classified military documents had twice admonished Jack Teixeira about his handling or viewing of classified information. Multiple deaths are being reported in Oregon in a crash on Interstate 5 near Albany. Oregon State Police say at least seven people were killed. While President Biden is in Japan for G7 meetings, White House negotiators are meeting with GOP leaders, trying to reach a deal on raising the nation's debt ceiling. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We don't have the luxury of partisan gamesmanship.
The St. George Island Beach in the Florida Panhandle has been named the nation's best. This is AP News. While some conservative communities are banning drag performances, San Francisco is celebrating them.
The city is naming the nation's first drag laureate, representing the LGBTQ plus community, Darcy Drollinger.
Having the drag laureate position takes what we're doing and really elevates it and gives it a deeper amount of credibility.
Drollinger is a drag performer and owns the Oasis nightclub. London Breed is the city's mayor.
I'm really proud of what San Francisco has done to really open its heart and its minds to accepting drag as an art form.
Drollinger realizes there are people strongly opposed to drag performers.
But I also don't want to live my life, you know, under the shadow of fear.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.